Then, too, we have a couple of verses down in this statement. First, we consider ourselves to be what we are in Christ. And then he says, present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your bodies as instruments of righteousness to God. Well, this is a very important text. Let's look at this very carefully. First of all, we're to present ourselves to God. Okay, I know what that is. That's where I get up and I'm, finishing breakfast. And I start on my day and I'm like, God, here I am, right? And you present yourself to the Lord. You're saying, be with me today and I want to be with you. And however we put it, it's an inner presenting of ourselves to God. We need to do that often. So I get that part. It's not too hard. But what about this phrase here? As those alive from the dead. Why have to throw that on there? As those alive from the dead. That's got to be a reference to what we've just read of the death and resurrection of Christ is true somehow of me. So basically he's saying that I need to present myself to God as those who are in Christ, as a person who's in Christ. Or in my new identity that I get in Christ. It's not enough to present myself to God. I need to present myself to God as those alive from the dead. Now, I don't think this happens all the time or even most of the time. When I come before the God and present myself to Him, and I'm like, oh man, God, I probably should have been talking to you more. I've been forgetting to deal with you. And I'm sorry for that thing that I did. It's bothering my conscience quite a bit. And I know I should be doing more of the other. And I'm sorry about that part too, and so on. And so we're coming before God. What are we doing? We're coming before God as we are in Adam. We're presenting ourselves to God. Here, God, I'm in Adam. That's not what it teaches here. He says you should present yourself to God as you are in Christ. Oh, that's a very different look at things right there. If you do a study, look through your Bible, your New Testament, and study all the things that it says is true about us because we're in Christ. It's extensive. This is very well taught in the New Testament. In one passage he says that in Christ we are the righteousness of God Himself. That's how He views us. That's how God looks at me. Now, what He's saying is, when you come before me, I want you to come viewing yourself the same way I view you. So why are we whining and wringing our hands about all the sin in my life and the shortcomings and all of that? You're coming to God the wrong way. That's not going to lead to growth.